We're doing brachot. We're up to the Zayin Amud Bet, the first wide line. Rut, my Rut. The Talmud has been discussing names, so the Talmud asks, what does the name Ruth correspond to? Amar Rav Yochanan taught shezachtav yatzam mina David shoyvav la kadosh b'chub shirot v'tishpachot. She merited that David came from her, and he praised God with songs. Rivahu, like Rut. How do we know that the name has an impact, that the name has an effect on what a person's going to be? Amar Rabbi Elazar, who was Rabbi Yochanan's disciple, he said, Amar Chai, as the verse says, go see the actions of God who made desolations on planet earth. Al tikri shamot ela shemot. Don't read it as shamot, which means desolation, but rather shemot. God made amazing things with names, and you could see that the names have an effect. Rav Yochanan said the name Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Kashat avut rav toch bitosh l'adam yoter mimachemet Gog u'Magog. Having difficult attitudes within one's home. Tarbut ra'ah, having a difficult external bad influences within one's home, is more difficult than the wars of Gog and Magog. Shneimar, the verse says, Mizmor leDavid bevachom ne Avshalom beno. When King David sang this psalm, Psalm number 3, when he was running from Avshalom, his son, he says, Uchtiv batrei Hashem harabu tzarai rabim kamim alai. He says to God, how difficult are my difficulties? The masses have come upon me. He describes it as a tremendous difficulty when his son Avshalom has gone off the path of Judaism and has rebelled against his father. But when King David speaks in the previous chapter of the war against Gog and Magog, it says, Lama ragshugu goyim ulumim yegurik. Why are the nations getting so excited? Why are the nations speaking things that are valueless against my people? He says, he looks at it in wonderment, but he looks at it as something light. So what? So the UN is getting excited. So people are saying all kinds of things about us. Why? He looks at it like with half amusement. It seems like he doesn't take it too seriously. But it doesn't say, he says to God, oh, how much troubles I have, so many people have come upon me. When in truth, the war of Gog and Magog is when Rabim Kamim Alai. That's when the masses amass against Israel. All the nations unite against them. So that's the time he should have said, Rabim Kamim Alai. No, that's not when he says it. But when it's his own son, that's when he says, the masses have amassed against me. So Chazal say, the juxtaposition, these two chapters, one next to the other, and when you compare them, you see that the war with one's own son, when one has difficulties with the attitudes within one's own home, that's more difficult than all the nations gathering upon him. Mizmor leDavid. A song to King David, Bevachom Neavshalom Bino, when he was running from his son Avshalom, who came from the questionable wife that he had, who he captured at war. Mizmor leDavid, Kina leDavid miBaile. It should say a lamentation to David. Why does it say a song to David? He's talking at a time when his own son turned against him. Amar Rav Shimon ben Avishalom, Mashal ema devar dome. Rav Shimon ben Avishalom explained, what is this similar to? La'adam sheyatzah alav shtar chov, a person who has a contract out against him. Kodem shepro ya'atzev, before he paid it up, he was sad. La'achar shepro samach, after he paid it up, he was happy. Afkach David, so too, when it comes to David, God already told him there was a contract out against him. When God told him, I will bring up bad from within your own home, he was worried. He said, "Amar, maybe it'll be a slave or a bastard that won't have mercy on me." Once he saw that it was Avshalom, Samach, he was happy. He said, oh, that's a regular boy. That's why he said a song. Avshalom was quasi-slave, because his mother was an Eshes Yifas Toar. She was taken as a prisoner of war. He was quasi-mamzer. His whole, the way he came to be was, his mother became a ger before, after. She was really a prisoner of war, etc. And yet, David said, he's going to have mercy. He's better than an Eved or a mamzer. And here we see that one's genealogy can affect one's traits. A mamzer or an Eved, we anticipate, will have less mercy than someone who comes from a good home, someone who comes from a decent marriage. David, it seems, was in error, because our sages say that Avshalom was prepared to kill him. That's why Avshalom lived with his concubines. On the other hand, you could argue that Avshalom was not prepared to kill him. That's why Achitophel said, you have to live with the concubines, otherwise the people will be worried that you're still going to make peace with your father. Meaning, Achitophel knew that deep down inside, the mercy of Avshalom could still win over him, and he still might make peace with his father. So it seems that until Achitophel convinced him to live with David's concubines, Avshalom was capable of having mercy on his father. It was only after he put Avshalom in a position of either kill him or you get killed, where he felt Avshalom would really kill his father.